Diamond wouldn't buy stocks here, and hedge funds are listening. S&P futures were up roughly 40 points Tuesday morning, reflecting tentative optimism from the ceasefire proposal and the chip stock recovery. The broader picture being painted by institutional money is considerably more guarded. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, whose bank just reported record quarterly profits, said publicly he would not personally buy stocks or bonds at current prices, citing investor underpricing of both geopolitical risk from the Iran conflict and fiscal risk from the federal deficit. Dimon's macro warnings have historically aged well, and Goldman Sachs data shows hedge funds are simultaneously dumping U.S. tech stocks at a record pace. The result is a bifurcated market, genuine near-term AI enthusiasm driving chip stocks higher while sophisticated institutional money reduces tech exposure on macro grounds. These conditions can coexist for extended periods, but the divergence is a signal worth monitoring. A federal judge froze the $111 billion Paramount-Warner Bros. Merger pending antitrust review, leaving two of the largest remaining traditional media conglomerates in legal limbo. The regulatory concern centers on content concentration, combining HBO, Warner Bros., Paramount Pictures, CBS, and their combined streaming libraries would create an entity with enormous leverage over cable providers, streaming platforms, and distributors. Trump signed a proclamation offering conditional tariff cuts to spur domestic aluminum smelter investment, using the tariff lever not as a blunt protectionist tool, but as an inducement contingent on verifiable investment commitments. The European Union separately banned the destruction of unsold clothing and shoes, a regulation that will require major fashion retailers selling into European markets to donate, recycle, or repurpose inventory rather than incinerate or shred it. And in a cost-of-living milestone, Miami has surpassed New York City in overall expense for the first time in recorded history, driven by post-pandemic migration of high-income workers to Florida and constrained housing supply in desirable neighborhoods.